We are here today to promote an event called Words of Resistance, an open mic event featuring the themes of ableism and disability. It will be on Thursday, April 28th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Center for Women and Trans People at U of T. My name is Sabra, and I am one of the coordinators at the Center for Women and Trans People. And I'm here with two colleagues organizing this event, Dasha and Anthony. Dasha, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about the center?
Hello, I'm Dasha. I'm a volunteer at the Dr. Chan Resource Library at the Center for Women and Trans People at U of T. The library is a place for alternative resources, and it has books and vertical files, and it holds various events throughout the year. And the Center for Women and Trans People at the U of T is an organization that is committed to providing a safe space and services for all women and trans people on campus and in the community.
Hi, my name is Anthony, and I'm here today to promote the Words of Resistance event. I'm here from the Students for Barrier Free Access, and we're an organization that provides services and resources for students with disabilities on campus and in the community as well.
Okay, so maybe we can talk a little bit about what is Words of Resistance.
Words of Resistance is a monthly open mic event where you can perform your own or somebody else's work. You can perform poetry or a story, songs, and dance, basically anything you can possibly imagine. And it's organized as a space where anybody can express themselves on a particular topic.
And a little bit of info about how Words of Resistance got started. It was envisioned as one of the work studies at the Dr. Chun Resource Library, which is actually a joint endeavor between OPERG Toronto and the Center for Women and Trans People. So one of the work studies at the time for OPERG had envisioned this event series as a way really to promote the library. It's a small library that's located in the Center for Women and Trans People, and the idea was really to get a night together where people could express themselves right off of themes that were from the library bookshelves. So the library is focused on social justice, and really, you know, you can come in, pick a theme, and you can have an event based on that theme. So it's been a really great tool to promote the library and also get people who've had, you know, their voices often marginalized in mainstream society out there and be heard. So why did we choose ableism and disability as a theme this time around? And, you know, the importance of partnering the Center for Women and Trans People and SBA in partnering on this event. Anthony, did you want to speak to that?
Oh, okay. So for me, anyways, I feel like the reason why I wanted to, like, SBA wanted to organize the event with the Center for Women and Trans People was because we felt that ableism and disabilities isn't like an issue we really discuss about, you know, in society. And I feel like it's also not an independent problem. It intersects with, you know, other issues, which I feel the Center for Women and Trans People addresses. And so I thought by collaborating with the center, we're able to help sort of broaden the understanding of what disability is like in the community.
You were mentioning that part of the reasoning was that, you know, the feeling of disability is really something that intersects with a lot of different issues and pieces of identity in, you know, society and to individuals. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that? Like, what are some of the intersections that you thought could come out from a night like this?
With disabilities, I feel oftentimes there's this, like, this mainstream perception of what a disability is, and the night I want it to, like, the focus, like, the night would help sort of broaden that sort of, or break the mainstream stereotype of what a person with a disability looks like, and, you know, they could be a person of color, you know, someone who is queer, class and how gender is also a part of disabilities that is oftentimes overlooked.
Dasha, did you want to speak to a little bit about why it's important, what you feel is important about focusing on these themes, ableism and disability, for you in this night?
Well, I think that there is a real diversity of experience out there that many people are not aware of because it's not the sort of thing you can encounter in mainstream media. And I think everybody has their own experience of ableism and disability. And the more different opinions and experiences and points of view we can get out there, the more likely it becomes that we can become more accommodating towards these issues. And I think it's also very important what Anthony just mentioned, to note the intersection of different factors like class and race and gender. And there are so many examples of that I think people can speak about.
Anthony, you were saying, you know, that part of what this night is trying to accomplish is break down some of the stereotypes around disability. And Dasha, I saw you nodding at that, and I'm wondering if you want to speak to that a little bit.
Well, I think stereotypes unfortunately come about as a result of a limited amount of stories. So people might hear one thing, and for example, about autism. And so their perception of autism becomes that one thing that they've heard. And when they hear another person's experience, it might not match that stereotype that they've acquired. And I think that's why it's important to expand on people's perception in order to break those stereotypes, because they really don't speak to everyone's experience.
I'd also wanted to add to Dasha's point. I think oftentimes in society there's this perception of disability, of what disability is, and you know, the idea of like overt versus hidden disabilities, and people don't recognize that, you know, it doesn't have to be just a physical disability, but, you know, it can also be a disability which is you know, which is hidden, and like mental health issues, you know, which is a issue that, you know, people don't think so much as a disability, but by having this event, you know, people can share, you know, like Dasha said, the different sides of disability and what it entails.
I also think that stereotypes really limit people's ability to be accommodating, and I really focus on expanding people's perception of accommodation. So if you hear more points of view, you can envision more ways to be accommodating to a diversity of people.
Okay, so I'm wondering, you know, for this evening, what are some of your hopes for the event?
My hopes are that the event will give people an opportunity to have their voices heard, and I hope to raise some awareness, because the more you know about people's experiences, the more accommodating you can be. So I hope that this event will give people an opportunity to take action in regards to that?
I'll speak for myself too. Part of what I hope for the event is to be able to, as you said, Dasha, be able to hear other people's experiences, or not hear, but to kind of be able to be around in a space where people are able to fully express themselves and really be who they are fully without having to kind of siphon off parts of themselves to accommodate a society that doesn't necessarily want to accommodate. Or I'd like to have an evening where people are able to be themselves fully, and that's part of what I think this space is really about too. It's an anti-oppressive space, and at the baseline, anti-oppression is really about allowing people to have their full lived experiences without needing to hide any of that.
And I also thought it was it's also important to expand the discourse around disability. I feel that, you know, the reason for ableism is that there is this notion that if a person works hard enough, they'll be able to, you know, achieve the same standard of living as other people. But we have to keep in mind, you know, who are these other people that we're trying to be like? And instead of feeling the need to be like other people, society, you know, I feel should work harder to respect the diversity, you know, of, you know, different groups, and not make it feel as if there is an issue with them.
Another thing I'm hoping for in this event is that it'll bring people together, because so many experiences in life kind of influence people to define themselves based on their differences or define themselves based on boundaries. And I think it's more empowering for a community to bring people together and focus on understanding each other's points of view.
Okay, so we've been spending some minutes with Dasha from the Center for Women and Trans People at U of T and the Dr. Chen Resource Library, and Anthony from Students for Barrier-Free Access, SBA, and myself, Sabra, from the Center for Women and Trans People at U of T and the Dr. Chen Resource Library. I wanted to remind everybody that Words of Resistance, an open mic event, which is open to everybody. Everybody can perform. There will be food at the event. It is a wheelchair accessible space with a wheelchair accessible washroom on the ground level. The entrance is from Bancroft Avenue for a wheelchair accessible door. And there will be ASL interpretation at the event. So Thursday, April 28th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Center for Women and Trans People, 563 Spadina Avenue. Please come out and share your thoughts. And if you're not interested in performing, you can come out as an audience member and just be around people who want to share their experiences. Thanks.